The situation in Afghanistan is worsening after the Taliban regained control of the capital, Kabul. While they're pledging the country to trust in them, the humanitarian crisis is growing. Humanitarian not-for-profits are asking the Australian government to open the border for Afghan refugees. One of these organizations is World Vision, and they're working on the ground in Afghanistan. I spoke with CEO of World Vision, Daniel Wordsworth, about the issue, and says Australia has been in the same position before.
Well, it truly is a heartbreaking situation. Afghanistan has always been a hard country for a child to grow up in, and this situation is certainly worsening that. But yeah, what I've noticed is right now, this is a story about leaving. It's a story about the airport. It's a story about people trying to get out. It's a story about diplomats and soldiers leaving. But for us, actually, this is a story about staying. It's about staying in the country. For World Vision, it's about renewing our commitment to Afghanistan, actually. Why that? This is a country, as I've said, is already tough for kids, and we go where situations are tough for kids. But even more than that, they've also experienced COVID. Their health system's been under immense pressure. There's a drought going on. There's ongoing conflict. And one third of the country right now goes to bed at night hungry. And for the last 12 months, that's been a big focus for us, making sure the kids have enough food to eat. And that's not going to stop because of the existing situation. It's, again, for us, it's about renewing our commitment. And there are lots of things that Australians can actually do to help. But number one is, as we always rely on the generosity of Australians to empower us to do these kinds of things. And so once again, we would invite Australians to join with us.
As you mentioned before, World Vision is also in Afghanistan, and I understand you were there in the early ages after the 9/11 happened. How are people on the ground describing the situation there?
Yes, I've had a lot of experience in Afghanistan, actually, and I was there, you know, way back at that time of 9/11. So I did know something about the Afghans. And I was just speaking with our national director, the person we have on the ground leading our effort inside of Afghanistan. We have 300 or so staff in Afghanistan. Yes, there is, you know, deep fear, deep uncertainty. There's, you know, you can imagine the levels of anxiety that are existing across that country and in places like Kabul. People just have no idea of what the future will mean for them, for their kids, for their daughters. They just don't know. But in a way that may surprise people, though, also daily life goes on. You know, if you sort of had a camera and you opened the aperture beyond the airport, you would see that the stores next to the airport are actually opening. That there are shops, there are grocery stores that are working. People are going about their business. And yet, at the same time, communication is difficult. And as I mentioned, we are in contact with our team on the ground.
You say Australia as well has been in this position before when they opened the borders to Vietnamese refugees. How would Australia benefit from bringing Afghan refugees to Australia?
Yeah, thank you for asking. Actually, and what we're asking is that Australia actually open up 20,000 places for Afghan refugees to join us here in our country. There's two ways of thinking about that question, Doc, which is, you know, like how would Afghans benefit us in Australia? So two ways. First way, there's, I think, the way that people think is the kind of, you know, smart way, right? Does it benefit us economically? Does it benefit us from a security point of view? Actually, I was just speaking with the CEO of one of our major banks the other day. But they have a program where they actually do like a job starter program for refugees, and they did it for Syrian refugees. And their idea when they started it was that, you know, we'll give them work for 1 year to help them, you know, get their feet under them, get them into Australian society, get them working, and then they can find a job somewhere else. And I think they thought this was an act of compassion. And then the second thing is there will be people moving around. There are already people being displaced by conflict in Afghanistan. It's not in our interest as a country to have our region destabilized by large movements of people. So by allocating space like this, we can manage this in a controlled and disciplined manner. Right. So that's the smart answer. Here's the other answer, if you don't mind me saying it, Doc. The greatest benefit this gives to us right now is the chance to do good. It's a chance to do the right thing. The soul of a country and the soul of an individual should never turn away from this chance. It's the most beautiful gift that we each get given.
How is World Vision and humanitarian nonprofits advocating the federal government to bring them into Australia?
you know, we have to make our case. We have to make our case not just to the Australian government, to the Australian people, tell them it'll be okay, that we've done this before, that we can, there is enough in this world and there is enough in this country for us to put out a, you know, a welcoming hand. And so our advocacy effort is just trying to speak to people in a reassuring way, and to do that on both fronts at one time. So we speak to the government, we speak to officials in Canberra, but we're also reaching out to the wider Australians, because in the end, politicians do what they think, you know, is representative of the country. And so it's also about winning that argument too. So we work on all of those fronts.
That was CEO of World Vision, Daniel Wordsworth.